Hello, and thank you for joining us for another Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Matthew chapter 25, and we're reading verses 1 to 13.
At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour."
Our focus is on verse 13. Keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. Jesus is not suggesting that we should live nervously, but he is telling us to be ready, even whilst we wait for his return. In this parable, 5 young ladies had reserves of oil with them. They wanted to make sure their lamps were still burning, even after a long wait. In contrast, the other 5 maidens were not prepared for the wait, and had no extra oil with them when the bridegroom appeared. Sadly, they missed out on the wedding celebration. We may not know the day or hour of Christ's return, but in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus provides some details about what must happen in the world, in the church, in the Middle East, and in the heavenly realms, leading up to his return. These signs are given to keep us watchful and ready, and to make sure that the oil of the Holy Spirit is ever present in our lives. But keeping watch is also about our attitude as well as our actions, about our heart as well as our eyes. Our hearts and minds are to be set on eternal things, not on earthly things. We're to hold lightly the things of this world, but hold firmly to our life in Christ. Keeping watch also means telling others. So let's make the most of the time we have to be ready and help others to be ready too. A prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are coming back to sort things out on planet Earth and to bring into being a new creation. Help us to look upward and forward and be ready for your return. And help us to keep telling others of your salvation. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.